Drive down Highway 44 between Grimes and Dallas Center, and there they are, a cluster of conspicuous relics representing generations of family farms long gone. In the beginning, these lanky steel and wooden windmills didn't make electricity, but their job was just as important, to pump water to the surface before rural America was electrified. Jimmy Ball grew up with them and has more in one place than anyone around.
Well, when we sold the farm, there was a windmill down in the field that I used to play on all the time when I was a kid. And then about a year later, I started fixing it up, and then people started stopping. Who's fixing your windmill? I need mine fixed. And that's how it all got started.
Jimmy has 13 full-sized windmills on his acreage, but figures he's saved and repaired more than 100. He survived the Vietnam War and cancer surgery and has no fear of heights.
The last one we put up in January is probably 50 or 55 feet high, and I didn't have any oil in the gearbox yet. So one day I got up there on the platform to put the oil in, and I thought, my gosh, I'm way up in the air. I could see two or three towns.
You ever get kind of wobbly up there?
Nope, I never get wobbly or never get scared. But if I'm going to be up there quite a while, I have a safety belt and I tie myself on.
Occasionally, he's in a selling mood. Des Moines Blank Park Zoo bought one that is spinning over its Australian Outback exhibit. Jimmy says maintenance is the key to windmill longevity. He climbs up 35 feet to inspect a 1935 Baker Model WB.
There's a few places up here that need a little oil and grease, and that's something that you have to do about once a year.
When you're driving around in your travels,
Gary Stanford is Jimmy's friend and helper. He says there are more old windmills around than you'd think.
Just start looking off in the distance. You'll see an old tower. It'll be missing the head, but it'll be out in the middle of the field, or there'll be a grove of trees. If you look close, you'll see one back in there. It used to be an old homestead. There's a lot of them around yet.
What kind of a guy is Jimmy?
What kind of a guy is Jimmy? Jimmy's his own guy. Usually says what he thinks. And people like that.
But mostly they like his windmills, which date back to 1892. They've done their job, keeping livestock watered on Iowa farms. Now they're local attractions, and Jimmy says people are always stopping to look and take a few pictures. Still, his are small compared to the giant turbines gradually taking over the landscape. You'd think Jimmy has an opinion on that, and he does.
Well, it's good they're making electricity without burning coal, polluting the environment.
Does the government ever give you a problem? It seems like the kind of thing the government would want to tell you how to do.
Not out here in the country. And there would be no zoning heights because this is farm equipment and it's been here forever. They don't want to mess with me.
When Jimmy gets through tinkering with the gearbox, this is what it sounds like. Mostly quiet, no squeaks or grinding. This is a rebuilt New Elgin Model 8 with 18 tin blades. The windmill wizard says it'll be raised any day now, number 14. Several others are waiting to join this rare collection of antique farm machinery, essentially a functioning windmill museum on Highway 44. In Dallas County, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.